Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, 97.1 FM Talk, DGS. Happy Wednesday. Hey, look, the sun just came out.
Woo!
Nothing a Donnie Iris can't do. Dave and Donnie making the sunshine. Hi.
Hey.
Everyone looks especially good today.
Back
Thanks.
At you.
Thanks. I mean, I knew that, but.
We're more dressy. Tony and Sue are more sports leisure wear.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're like competing gangs. We're like Killfish and you're like Dirtfish.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So you did a Facebook poll about, not a poll,
I just
a question.
Asked, I put up our interview with Dr. Random Williams, from the other day, and then an article about the deputy minister from Iran, I believe, mm-hmm. who one day announced that the coronavirus was completely under control, and the next day announced that he had been diagnosed with it.
Did you see this video? It's the deputy health services guy for Iran, mm-hmm. and he's out there telling everyone there's nothing to see here, and he keeps patting his head and
wiping his brow,
and the next day he's like, I got coronavirus.
Unfortunately, I've been diagnosed with the coronavirus.
I've got COVID-19, and I was just standing in front of all of you talking.
It's just really sneezing. Bad timing.
Sneezing and sweating and coughing.
So I put that up on the DGS Facebook page, and I said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how worried are you about coronavirus?
And what were the results?
We had quite a few tens, which I was not expecting, but most people were saying 2, 3, 4, a couple of zeros.
Yeah.
But it was just funny. The first couple of comments are like 10.
There are no sixes and sevens. You're either
Christine Colombo,
or you're Tony Colombo.
Yeah,
and I'm like a 2, and she's a 10.
I'm more of a James Colombo.
Yeah, that's the one to be.
Yeah, I'm only worried about other people. Like, yeah. I feel like I can take corona.
Right.
I like you, I kind of secretly...
I just kind of want to get it.
Yeah, just...
And then I don't have to worry about it anymore, and then maybe I can go help people.
If my kids avoid it, I'm fine.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, if it starts to turn into a thing that it seems to have a very high death rate, then I will start to be a little more worried. But right now, it seems like... It's even for the people that get it, it's a really bad flu. What was it, like 2.5% death mm-hmm. rate, which is kind of like the regular flu.
According to Dr. Random.
Yeah. And so.
Look at this. A Miami cruise ship with 6,100 people on board became the latest to be turned away because there was one person on board that had flu-like symptoms. Not diagnosed.
Right.
There was one person who went to the ship's doctor and said, I don't feel very well. And they went to Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, and they said, you can't dock here. So they're now out there just a floating Petri dish
right.
waiting for everyone to get sick.
Are all these cruise ships we keep hearing about, have they all been out since the outbreak? Or are these?
No, people are getting on cruise ships, dude.
Why are you getting on a cruise ship now? Even me and my 2. Are not getting on a cruise ship because they're all getting stuck at sea. Why are you doing this?
Mm-hmm.
If you were out there ahead of time, I know there are still people that are out that have been out that long for weeks and weeks. But if you just got on a cruise ship 3 days ago and now you're supposed to be coming home and they won't let, it's like
you must really like cruising.
What were you thinking?
I just didn't get the trip insurance.
Man, I just love buffets.
Like you just said, 6,100 people. There is bound to be somebody who gets sick on a cruise when there's thousands of people on it. And even if they don't have coronavirus, this is going to happen. Yeah. They're not going to let people off the boat.
I've been on one cruise my life. It was a listener cruise. I loved it. I did not think I would like it. I loved it. I thought it was great. I may never go on another one again. Just because forget Corona.
Yeah, there's always.
It's real rapey. Seems to be a lot of poop.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's enough bad stuff going on that I think I could go somewhere else.
Would you kind of enjoy being stuck on it for the first couple days?
I mean, depends on why I'm stuck, but yeah, sure. There were
worse places. Coronavirus stuck.
Yeah, I guess.
But you could still do everything. You could still go around the boat and do everything you're going
to do. I want to go on a Viking cruise.
Yeah.
Because I want to be the hottest guy on the boat. And I feel like I'll be the youngest by 30 years. So I have a pretty good shot.
I was thinking.
I feel like that's a fair assumption. Yeah.
That's a solid plan.
I get your question, Tony, because I've been thinking, like, what if the coronavirus gets so bad that everyone who works here has to, like, we have to live here for, like, a month because we have to keep broadcasting. It's like a fun, dramatic daydream.
We start our own little society.
Yeah. Oh, day two, E-Mart has been completely plundered.
Yeah.
There's nothing to eat.
First thing I do is kill Eric Nichols. Take out the handsome man so I can be king.
We're taking plastic knives and we're going to go try to loot Chris's. So we can sustain ourselves.
It's fun to think about.
Like one time years and years ago, we got iced in at the lake for a couple days. And I was like, hey, this
fantastic.
This is all right with me. I can't make it into work. I can't. Mm-hmm. I'm iced in at the lake. A couple extra days of vacation.
It's getting serious, though. We're not going to have Diet Coke much longer.
I know, I
or
saw
Coke
that.
Coke Zero.
I'm sorry, what?
We're running out of the NutraSweet or aspartame.
Yeah.
Because Chinese make it. So.
One of the sweeteners that's used in those beverages.
I also learned the other night from my daughter that, for some reason, Pepsi's not cool.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't know that was still going on.
I didn't either.
Evidently.
But Coke is cool?
I guess.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I always thought it was the other way around.
A high school by high school opinion.
I just didn't think that they would care.
I always looked at Coca-Cola as the Tonight Show and Pepsi as David Letterman.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Oh, I feel the opposite.
You're a Coke lady?
I like Coke, yeah. I think I like Diet Pepsi more than Diet Coke, but if it's just the regular soda, I can't even drink Pepsi because it's too sweet.
Mm.
No, no.
I didn't have a Coke or Pepsi for a really long time. Vess, which is fine.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with the Vess.
RC.
RC Cola. Sue, you're really quiet.
RC Cola is still
I'm
the best.
I'm looking at an accident.
Value. Oh. Mm-hmm. Why don't you do your job and jack around with us? We don't care about accidents. Do you see what the Pope said? You should give up for Lent?
Coronavirus.
Trolling.
Oh, okay.
I think you should just give that up in general.
Dude.
I thought that was very interesting, though.
Yeah, but to do a large enough percentage of
Catholics
think
he probably meant, like, your version of trolling.
Ah.
You know. Like, Monsignor Ted has a version of trolling where he says, like, the other priests that live in the rectory don't put the butter away. You know, he's got something. But, yeah, can you imagine if everyone gave up being crappy for a month?
That'd be great.
Be great.
If it could happen. Is there any chance we'd all go, this is amazing? Like going vegan or something. I'm never going to be crappy again. Or would it be like chomping at the bit for that last day so we could start being crappy again?
For some, it would be chomping at the bit. I think the people that are crappy, like that's their jam.
Yeah, but I also think there are people that negativity breeds negativity. So if you took that away for a couple of weeks, they would naturally just become more positive because you're not just expounding on it all the time.
I have a question.
Expanding.
I would love for Twitter to weigh in on this. As you all know, I'm not a religious person, but we have quite a few notable people who comment on Facebook and Twitter who are very, very religious and complete a-holes. They are the meanest people we have. I'm not saying religious people are. I'm saying 10 or 12. of the meanest people. Overall, always negative, always mean, always just really over the top. How is that okay? I'm not even talking about being judgmental. Like, well, I'm against gay marriage, or I'm against this, or I don't want, you know, legalization of pot. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about being interpersonally really off the chart mean.
Is it mean in a personal way, or is it about ideas that are discussed?
I never think someone disagreeing with ideas is mean.
Yeah. So you're,
it's a
personal attack.
Personal about it. Yeah. I just don't understand why that's not looked upon as important.
It should
by
be.
Those people.
Right.
I would think that if you are very religious and you are a Bible-believing Christian and you're witnessing and you're putting it out there very openly in your life or online, yet you're constantly just a dick.
Yeah.
How
do those two jive?
How do those things jive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think you have to be poly purebred all the time.
I kind of think it's your percentage theory that you say about everything. I think that there's that. I think that you can find that in every group. I think you can find that 1 or 2% of crazies, extremists in every group that are like that. I mean, you can find people.
I can accept that. Because, you know, that's my theory.
Yeah.
Take a scoop out of any group of people, you're going to have the same distribution of angels and a-holes.
Yeah.
But the ones who are the a-holes, I don't see how it's so lost on them.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, we talk about the extreme, like people.
I can be
on
as mean as I want to be.
Right.
And I can be as big a jerk as I want to be because, hey, I'm a Christian.
Sometimes I think they attack other people just to avoid looking at themselves. Or doing any kind of self-examination. If it's always external, then they don't have to look inside.
Whoa.
How about that?
Look, you just joined the party.
Yep.
I agree with Sue, and I also think that maybe in the cases that you're talking about, Dave, where it's lost on someone, I think you're just overestimating, like Sue said, how much someone actually reflects. Most people just think they're right all the time. Like, I'm right because I'm me, and my ideas are good and pure, and you are the villain. Like, a lot of people think that way, and they don't think any deeper than that. And they would be shocked to learn that maybe objectively they're being... that they're in the wrong. They
Some
would be
people are just militant
that.
For the cause.
Maybe.
No matter what the cause is, they're just militant for the cause.
Do you see the the new Harvey stuff?
The little hotel he's going to go stay at?
He's still not in jail?
I am so against this.
Ordered straight
for
to jail?
Anyone.
Still not in jail?
No one should get special treatment. Nobody.
Right.
And so Harvey Weinstein, to me, should be put into general population.
Right.
He should be out there playing pickup basketball and getting nailed or whatever it is because screw you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to have, get this, ladies, his own team of guards who will go everywhere with him all the time so that he's never in danger.
Just curious, who is paying for that?
Yeah, the same. I mean,
it's
the prison.
It conceptually, it pisses me off. There shouldn't be two levels of prison. You shouldn't have some poor person come into prison.
Right.
And it's like, good luck, general population. Wait a minute, I'm afraid. I'm afraid of getting beaten up or raped. Yeah, you should be. And Harvey gets in there. It's like, well, let's be really careful with this guy. And they said they don't want him to pull an Epstein. Whatever. Whatever. Now I sound like a monster.
No, you
but,
don't.
But I really mean this. Put him in a cell with a noose. I don't care. Put him in a cell with a straight razor. Go nuts.
Yeah.
Want to take yourself out? Take yourself out.
Mm.
It's quite an opening segment.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Do you disagree, though?
No.
I'm confused as to why they're so worried about Epstein, of him going the Epstein route. Jeffrey Epstein had other people to protect. Harvey Weinstein, from what I understand, wasn't running a ring of sexual abuse. He was just a rapist. It was him doing the raping. He wasn't hooking up his friends.
Yeah.
So I just don't think he's on that same level of risk to avoid being questioned further.
He's
already been sentenced. I don't know.
Is he at any more risk of suicide than
right. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, who would kill Harvey?
One else going into prison? I'm 55 yeah. years old, able-bodied. I can hold my own in a fight. I'm terrified if I'm going to prison tonight.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Of course.
That's why it's called prison.
Give me a team of guards.
Right.
That's why it's called prison. He has a walker.
Hell, he didn't have a walker when he skipped out of the courtroom the other day.
Just like Cosby wasn't blind anymore.
Yeah.
He's waving at everybody. Hey.
Right.
I see you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, 330 DGS. This was a real PSA in Florida. Do not taunt the herpes monkeys. There's a bunch of monkeys in Florida that have herpes, and they can give it to you.
If you taunt them.
Yes. Now, I don't think it's like making out and getting handsy in the back of a car. I don't know how a monkey gives you herpes.
Do not kiss the herpes
monkeys. Do not go parking with the herpes monkeys. They're going to hurt you. They're not serious about you. They're not going to date you.
Is it if they bite you?
Probably.
So that's why they could give it to you if you...
First of all, who's taunting a monkey?
Well...
And you have herpes.
That's so horrible.
I mean, how else would they? What are they taunting them about? That's a great question.
Shut up! Shut up! Still gonna bite you.
Hey, Coco, what's on your lip?
Nice shanker. Yeah, don't taunt the herpes monkeys. I love that.
How did you get herpes? Just playing spin the bottle with some monkeys. And...
One thing led to another. A taunted one.
Do not taunt.
You know, there are only two animals that tongue kiss.
Okay.
Humans.
Yeah.
And bonobos. Bonobos do nothing but have sex.
Bonobos.
Go on in.
That's all they do.
What type of animal is a bonobo?
It's a monkey. This is a monkey segment, Tone.
Aren't they the most similar to humans?
Yep. They certainly are. They engage in pretty much everything we do and nothing else. They don't have jobs.
Wow, Bonobos is also an e-commerce company.
I was going to say, that's the first thing that popped up.
And men's clothing and accessories.
I wonder if they did that on purpose.
Let's name our company after horny monkeys.
Whoa, Bonobos are ripped. This guy's got some... biceps on.
I'm coming around
here. He is jacked. Mr. Bonobo has been spending some time at the gym. Look at him, Dave.
That's a bonobo? That's not what I pictured.
Apparently.
Well,
what Wikipedia says.
He looks like a chimp.
This one looks more like Uncle Fatty.
What's going on here?
Whoa, here they are having sex on Wikipedia. Wow, they are going at it.
Wikipedia
that is intense.
Put that picture up?
Oh, one of them's not even on the ground. I'm impressed. That's why he goes to the gym. Okay, it's all coming together now. It's all making sense.
What's going on with these two?
Yeah, evidently that's all they do.
Okay. All right.
Huh.
Educating the kids, the DGS out there.
They're not the ones with the herpes?
No, they ironically seem fine.
Okay.
Yeah, they're doing nothing but getting it on, but they're fine. But the herpes monkeys, Do you guys see the Chip Buddy from Burger King?
No. What's that?
It is hamburger bun full of cheese.
Okay.
I'm sorry, full of fries covered in cheese and possibly bacon. It's like—
What did you call it?
Stuffed in the bun,
A buddy is what they call a sandwich in the UK.
Right.
And chips, fries, and so they're calling it a Chip Buddy. Right now, it's only in New Zealand, but it's going to sweep the nation. And Wendy's was, you know what? I'm not online, but it bugs me when like Wendy's and Popeyes are like clapping back. So they're clapping back saying like, yeah, anything to avoid putting your crap beef in between those. So,
oh, really? Come
yeah.
on.
I love Wendy's, but they need to, much like the president, they could stand to tweet less.
Yeah, take a break.
The bug yeah, chip.
That's going to be the next big thing, boys.
Yeah, there's nothing, there's no meat in there.
French fry burgers.
I swear McDonald's had a French fry burger for a little bit.
And we've all done it, right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I don't need you putting the...
That's a lot of starch.
Yeah,
and I don't
that's
need
a
you,
lot
And I don't
starch.
Need you putting it in there for me. I'll put my own
Yeah, and wouldn't you
French
want
fries in there.
True libertarian.
There too?
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, wouldn't it be that much better with a couple patties?
I saw a yes. commercial last night for a, I think it was called like a Papa Zone. It was a, no, Papadilla. Papa John's quesadilla made
oh
of Papa John's pizza supplies. I'm intrigued.
I'm still listening.
It's just, it's. I guess it's just, it's probably like a Pizzone from Pizza Hut, but Papa John's is answer to that.
I don't even know about the Pizzone.
Pizzone was a thing 15, 20 years ago. I think they brought it back for a brief time as part of their like three for $15 deal. And it was basically a calzone. It was Pizza Hut's take on a calzone. It's pretty good.
If they're still
I have
that,
such a love hate.
They're using that cheese in it. It doesn't matter.
I have such a love hate with McDonald's.
Yeah,
I love McDonald's.
I do too.
I've had a lifelong love affair with them, but man, they can't find their ass with both hands. I think this stupid ass thing they're doing, giving away a $100,000 milkshake. You seen this?
No. Yeah.
No. What is it?
If you go and you buy, a Shamrock Shake.
Yeah, they're back.
You're get like a lotto ticket and someone's going to win a $100,000 milkshake with gold and emeralds and jewels and stuff. And I don't know.
A shake with that?
Yeah.
What if you swallow the jewel?
I don't understand that. I'm going to go look.
I just think their marketing sucks
because all they have to do is sell burgers and fries.
It's they just avoid doing it
and put one on every corner and he'll just
add
dominate.
Water.
Forever.
Do we have any dwarf updates?
I didn't look for one. I can
no.
try
like,
to get you
the
one.
The last I saw was the video of him flashing lots of cash and wearing designer clothes. But, I mean, a nine-year-old can do that, too. So
I have a feeling we've been had.
I mean, some people really dig in and say that he is only nine, and they have the proof, and then other people are certain that he's...
This is the kid from
18 or
Australia?
19. Yeah.
Who, I'm going to kill myself. Rage,
yeah.
You do it.
Nah.
Okay, good.
I'll do it off the air.
Okay.
Nah.
He says it's kind of cute, but I mean, it's not a laughing matter, but his mom put it online.
If you're going to get
can we do our newest online thing?
Sure.
This, okay.
What are we doing?
I'm full of beans today. There are certain people that I just don't like, that everyone else seems to. Remember the Chewbacca mom?
Yeah.
Who just laughed with the Chewbacca mask on.
Yeah. Yes.
And everyone loved her, and she's on the Today Show. And
yeah,
I couldn't stand her.
Yeah.
This lady's so much worse. Picture the Chewbacca mom, same basic type lady.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And the whole gig is she's on her way to take the kids to school, but oh my gosh, I don't have the kids. I left them at home, and she couldn't find it more hilarious.
Oh no.
They're not in the car. I'm driving to school without my kids. I'm taking the kids to school and I don't even have them in the car. I have to go back and pick them up. I can't believe it. I left my kids at home.
This is a separator of people.
Oh my gosh! They're alone at home.
How old are the kids?
Yeah.
They never say.
25.
But she's taking them to school.
There's no supervision. I forgot they existed.
There's a fire in the fireplace.
They could be
exactly.
The oven's on.
I left the stove on.
That was my whole thing. It's like go home and get your kids, and then make. I mean, don't make a video because it's
and
annoying,
people are saying that this is hilarious.
Hilarious. It's gone viral because it's so relatable.
Nope.
I don't think it is relatable to forget your children.
Take my kids to school every day.
And it's less relatable when you realize that you've forgotten your children to immediately start filming and laughing instead of going and getting your kids. Yes.
I think there's a 10% chance she even has kids. I think that she thought of this idea and...
Oh, she'll be on Ellen. Her and her kids will be on Ellen in a week.
All right. If you want to feel real hatred... Hi, Amy. You want to feel real hatred?
Oh, what a segue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then just listen to this piece of crap.
I'm playing it again. Sorry.
They're not in the car. I'm driving to school without my kids. I'm taking the kids to school and I don't even have them in the car. I have to go back and pick them up. I can't believe it.
I just want her dead. I just want her to die. I'm sorry. I'm being very honest today. I want her in jail with Harvey Weinstein. Murder-suicide.
General population.
First of all, you didn't forget your kids. No. Okay. No, it's not possible. I get like, I don't
think she set that up?
Yes. I don't. You have to be insane.
I think that's what
she is. To forget more than one kid.
I think that's what she is.
Who you're taking to school. We've all... Those of us who have kids have taken kids to school. It is not, it is a messy process. It's a loud process. You're yelling at your kids. You have this, you have that. It's impossible to get in your car, drive halfway to school without your kids.
I agree. But I don't think she did that. I don't think she.
You don't think she staged it?
No. I think she's just insane.
So if we saw the rest of her life, it would just be a dumpster fire. She'd be laughing like, oh my God, I scalded him. This is hilarious.
Well, Sue brings up a great point with like, oh, there's a fire in the fireplace. There could have been something horrible going on at home because her kids don't have their mom and she's laughing her butt off. Like, what if something bad happened? What if that wasn't a viral sensation and it was just a crazy lady laughing into the camera that she forgot that she had children? Then you kind of look at it a little differently.
But, you know, if she has two kids who are 15 at home, you know.
Amy Mark scores is freezing cold. You are not taking off your coat or your scarf.
No, I'm very bundled up. You know, they were talking about life models last night in the Democratic debate. My life motto is as much material as possible. I'm a big fan of fabric.
Okay.
Yeah. So I just
Good start.
Wear as much as possible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Look, first of all,
let me go.
Tom, I think she was talking about my plan, not yours.
I think we were talking about math, and it doesn't take 2 hours to do the math. Because let's talk about what it adds up. Let's talk about math. Okay, so here's the math. No, here's the math.
Can I respond to the attack?
Doing nothing is what will happen.
Senator Sanders, you're allowed a quick response, and we would like to allow the other candidate.
Moderator, guys.
Senator Sanders?
Moderator. Is it my turn?
Man, what a mess. Did you guys watch, Amy? Did you watch the little thing?
Oh, I was there for it. I was watching. It was a real barn burner.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how that helps anyone but Trump at this point, especially when they're talking over each other, they're yelling at each other, they're taking jabs at one another. Yeah, it was
It's like watching
depressing.
A couple have a terrible fight.
Yeah.
You know?
Marriage Story. This was the trailer for Marriage Story, but with more people.
Man.
Yeah.
I know that the CBS moderators are taking a ton of crap. They just didn't control it.
Yeah.
I get nervous, like, because they're like four-year-olds, and they'll realize that, okay, you're going to tell me to stop about 10 times before you really tell me to stop. So right. Why would I stop before?
Which is what, actually, I think Joe Biden said. He's like, well, yeah. They're not stopping, so right. I'm not going to stop talking.
I don't blame him at all.
And these are talented moderators. Like, I like Nora O'Donnell. I think she's awesome. Obviously, Major Garrett is incredibly talented, and it feels a little wasted up there. I mean, unless they have the power to turn off the mics, unless they have little clickers, where they can click on who can speak and who can't. You know, they don't really have a lot of power. But they did not have control of the chaos.
It also makes me laugh. Maybe I would do exactly the same thing if I were there. But they're running for president. And they all have their hands up all the time.
Yeah.
It's like trying to get the teacher's attention. And it's just like, this is so
it's optically
beneath you.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
They are running for the most powerful and significant office on the globe, on the planet. And they're raising their arm like, can I speak? Excuse me.
It's weird.
It is weird. Yeah. I don't know. I was taking notes throughout the entire thing, like, oh, just the different vibes I got from everybody. I don't like Pete Buttigieg. That's my big takeaway. He's always kind of creeped me out, but he was super Petey last night. Like, he was not like a whiskey,
yeah.
Not like a smoky Petey kind of way, but just in this glib, condescending, platitude spewing Pete, where he's trying to have the big picture inspirational quotes like Barack Obama, but he's got none of the substance, zero of the substance. And he just seems really glib. And it looks like you could tag my child before or after anything he said. Like everyone would be fighting and he'd have that little smile like, oh, my child, let's do the math. I can do the math. So there's that. Joe Biden was like an old-timey cowboy. Every time he said something, it felt like he was spinning a yarn.
Mm.
You know, a Johnny come lately. He used the phrase hogtied. So Biden seemed very incoherent and very irritated. This was angry Joe Biden.
Agreed.
Yeah. So you have that side of things. Elizabeth Warren is not likable. And it's bizarre to me that she would not give up on the Bloomberg thing.
Yeah, like, she kind of repeated her same points from the last debate, which was it didn't feel as effective this time around.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
You know, the American people want to see what is your, you know, she's got a plan for everything, but instead of explaining her plans, she just kept going after Bloomberg.
Yeah, I understand you have to take your opponents out, but if Bloomberg is the biggest piece of crap ever to harass a woman at his company, that doesn't tell me anything about what you're going to be like as president.
Exactly. And in fact, she went back to a pregnancy story, which has been
debunked. Yeah.
It's been debunked. I mean, I'm kind of surprised she didn't reclaim her Native American heritage. I mean, you can look at the minutes from the New Jersey Board of Education and show that they offered her the same contract for the second year, that she resigned for personal reasons. They were sad to see her go. That was bizarre. Do you know who I actually like as far as when you're looking at the stage? The one person who is serious and who has a history of getting things done is Amy Klobuchar. And she just doesn't have that engaging personality. She doesn't have charisma. So she's getting brushed to the side. But I mean, if I had to pick somebody on that stage, it'd be Amy Klobuchar and it wouldn't even be close.
So I was listening to KMOX because you guys carried it last night. And I thought I heard Bloomberg say something to the effect of, you guys are all just mad because I beat you so bad last time.
Yes.
And then there was just like this long silence where I picture everyone going like, what the hell are you talking about?
He was trying to be funny.
And then he
was
called
it supposed to be a joke.
Okay.
And it just did not land at
okay,
all.
Okay, good. Because I thought, that's not a bad self-deprecating joke. But when it was just dead silence, I thought, maybe I missed it. Maybe.
No, and we talked about it earlier today. And Charlie said he felt it was something of a non sequitur. Like he had this joke. He was supposed to open with it. He forgot to open with
right.
it. So he just threw it in when he could.
He just said words.
Yeah. And then he was like, and then I beat all of you other contestants.
Yeah.
And then he tried to make that a joke. But I think he forgot the word candidate. It didn't feel
too.
Like a joke.
Yeah.
It felt like he forgot the word candidate and he went with contestant.
And I'm a contestant for president of the United States. Wow. That is awesome.
Did you hear him say he almost said I bought the
yes.
Congress?
Yeah. I have that sound right here, actually.
All of the new Democrats that came in, put Nancy Pelosi in charge and gave the Congress the ability to control this president. I got them.
I got them. Yeah, so that was a little rough. I did like how Biden would interject that he wrote every bill. Like, I wrote that bill. And you're like, no, you didn't. I wrote that
he
bill.
He said it to Klobuchar about her bill.
Her bill. I wrote that.
This is. Hey,
she's like, I have a bill. And he's like, I wrote that bill. And she's like, my bill?
Like, what do you do at that point? There was this is very niche, but you remember the cartoon The Animaniacs?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Al Gore not the real Al Gore, but the animated Al Gore made a guest appearance on the Animaniacs. And every time they went through, I don't know why he was on, but they went through anything, a theater. He's like, oh, I invented theaters. I invented popcorn. I invented the internet. And that's what I felt like Joe Biden was.
How about the 150 million American deaths by guns?
No. Yeah, I missed that story.
Since 2007. Half.
That's half.
The population.
Right. That's half the American population.
It's Thanos.
It's the real number is like 373,000. It's something like that, 390,000, which is a lot. But and he like pointed his finger and had the number. 150 million deaths in America. It's
not how did you guys think half. Sanders handled the relative onslaught?
He handles it the same way he always does with it, which is ambiguity and belligerent pointing. You know, Sanders' entire campaign is based on being vague. He doesn't have numbers. He can't give numbers. They're impossible.
Next time you see him, think about this. Every time I see him, and especially in a debate, it looks like his arms are CGI'd. They do not look real. The way they move.
He's like Doc Ock.
Yes, yes. That's exactly what it is. He looks like he has fake CGI arms. And he's doing this one.
And every time you watch him, he looks like he was Bernie Sanders who watched Larry David, who then became even more Bernie Sanders. It's unbelievable that he is himself. He is fun to watch. I wish he weren't a communist because he's fun to look at. He's fun to listen to.
So Super Tuesday next week, obviously we'll know a whole lot more, but what's your gut?
I hate to say that I don't have a gut feeling because who can predict this? But I mean, I'm looking at Bernie. I think Bernie's momentum now is real. That's a scary thing, but I do think it's real.
Is there anything they could have done to stop him? Is there any alliance that could have been made, do you think, on that stage?
You know, we keep saying all they had to do was nominate someone that wasn't crazy. All they had to do was put up someone who wasn't crazy. I think Amy Klobuchar is that non-crazy person, but maybe it was too little too late. They weren't behind her. Bernie, here's the thing. Bernie is just owning the young voter base. And I think there's something to it. The voter base that didn't live through the Cold War, that doesn't know about the Cold War, that doesn't know about communism, who thinks socialism is a great idea. And it is. Socialism is a great idea. You just can't pay for it. And so I don't see his momentum stopping.
Amy Mark Scores from KMOX. Thanks, Amy.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.